Walking tall again with today's Accent on Agriculture. Hello, everyone. I'm Lee Maddox. The Tennessee walking horse industry is making great progress in repairing its reputation after some questionable practices of the past. USDA's Brenda Curtis has our story.
The Tennessee walking horse has always been loved for its beauty and gait, but this horse has also been abused by a few owners and trainers that took advantage of this equine athlete. The Tennessee walking horse stallions that breed show ring winners can be worth hundreds of thousands of dollars. At Shelbyville, Tennessee's Bridlewood Farms, co-owner Judith Burgess said she has always been a lover of horses and started Bridlewood in 1978. Bridlewood is typical of the successful Shelbyville breeding farms. The horses live in luxury quarters that include air conditioning, pristine stalls, picture windows, and grooms that cater to their every whim. And owner Judith Burgess said that is just what these horses deserve.
So that's why you see our fat stud, our clean barn, and our staff that tries to do anything they can to help the owners, the horses, and our customers.
Judith Burgess agrees, however, that the image of the walking horse owners and trainers has come a long way since 1970 when the Agriculture Department Horse Act was passed to protect these animals from the cruelty of soaring a horse so they would step higher and higher in the show ring. USDA Horse Protection Act Coordinator Dr. Todd Baer said only about 1% of the industry actually is in violation of the Horse Act, which carries with it stiff criminal penalties. The executive director of the Tennessee Walking Horse Association, Charles Halsey, said he had this advice for folks interested in one beautiful animal.
We've always said that if you see one today, you'll own one tomorrow.
And I'm Brenda Curtis reporting for the Department of Agriculture from Washington.
Tennessee Farm Bureau members get $500 cash back on a new Dodge. Have a safe day. Join us tomorrow on the TRN.